Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Yeah. Well, welcome to hour number two. Now, if you missed hour number one with Greg Jarrett, his book is called The Witch Hunt, The Story of the Greatest Mass Illusion in American Political History. You missed a great conversation. As an investigative reporter, he has done the world a great service in that book. But tonight in hour two, there she is, ladies and gentlemen. If you're on Biz TV, you see her picture right there. I got to tell you, like, I'm a happily married man, right? But if I was to ever want to cheat on someone because of their journalism skills, because of their writing ability, and it's just my pure media journalism crush, this woman, Kimberly Strassel, is in fact the one that I want to I would consider that with, because her reporting is just that good. Resistance at All Costs is the name of the new book, How Trump Haters Are Breaking America. She is the former best-selling author of the book The Intimidation Game, and I just want to make mention of what she does. You know, she reports on the D.C. Beltway, the stuff that's going on in Capitol Hill, all over the place. But she lives in Alaska. She travels back and forth. She's a busy mom. She is from Portland originally, but she's coming back to the East Coast to do some stuff and getting ready for 2020. And she's just one of the most rigidly faithful and truthful journalists telling the story that must be told of anybody that's out there. So it's easy to, like, you know, fangeek a little bit. And Kim Strassel, I hope that that's not going too far, but I sure do appreciate you, lady. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you for having me back. I love chatting. It's so great. You're such a thoughtful host, Kevin.
Well, I appreciate that. Why this book, Kim? What, of all the things that you could write about, and you were like dog on a bone when it came to the Russia hoax. There were only like two people I would read on a daily basis and really trust what they were saying about Russia, and you were the foremost of those two. But why this topic for this book at this time?
Well, it was because of that Russia hoax story, Kevin, in that as I went along and kept reporting, and, you know, the whole time the mainstream media was out there saying, oh, my gosh, Trump is killing democracy and damaging institutions and destroying this country. And I'm reporting all this stuff that says, well, wait a minute, Jim Comey and Andy McCabe are using all of the full powers of our intelligence and law enforcement communities to engage in a counterintelligence investigation against a sitting presidential candidate during an election. Like, this is an abuse of power. And then, you know, the more we found out about the way that they weren't straight up with the FISA court and their use of the Steele dossier. I mean, this was all outrageous stuff and a terrible precedent to set, you know? And so, but I got to thinking that we were seeing that in every form and fashion, that there is this group of people out there. And that's why I call them in the title the haters, because look, you and I, we're thoughtful critics, okay? Not everyone agrees with everything this president does on a daily basis. Not everyone disagrees with everything he does. But these people were committed from the minute that he was in office to removing him from office. And that has given them the mentality that they are allowed to break any rule they want in order to accomplish that. And so it's whether it's the Russia FBI probe, whether it's the Senate confirmation process, whether it's the impeachment, using it as a partisan tool, whether it's things happening in our judiciary, breaking norms in our judiciary, whether it's the media and their loss of standards, this is where the real damage is coming.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why such a book is not only needed to be written, but so important for people to read and to understand. Because is in a historical context, Kim, and I think you said this on my radio show not long ago, that we are passing landmarks that once you get past them, like, we never go back. Like, and it's like unprecedented precedent that we are setting in the wrong direction, going quickly downhill with no sign of anything to stop it or pull it back. And I would make one small caveat. I think that Trump has tried in terms of draining the swamp as much as he can, but even in what they're doing right now with impeachment, it's just another way that this kind of covert deep state swamp monsters have tried to ruin America.
Yeah, it's scary stuff, and I have some stuff on impeachment in the book, but you know, that is the perfect example of it, okay? Let's just say, you know, again, I think we talked about this. Let's say a year from now that Elizabeth Warren is elected president, but the Republicans take over the House and the Senate. What do they do? Do they immediately begin impeachment proceedings? You know, because that's the standard that Democrats are setting here right now. Our founders understood that impeachment was one of the most powerful but yet serious tools that they put into the Constitution. They actually debated even not putting it in there because they worried that it would be used for partisan purposes down the road. We as a country have largely restrained ourselves from doing it, and we've learned some lessons from using it, you know, sometimes without the support of all the American people. I think that was one of the lessons from Bill Clinton. Democrats seem not to care in this case. They haven't really moved the dot, not much, in terms of the people who voted for Donald Trump. They do not have bipartisan support for this. And what does that mean in the future? Does anyone get to use it to remove and overturn an electoral result? I think they need to think really hard about that. We all need to think hard about that.
When you're talking about tracing this resistance that you you know, obviously identify in the title, Resistance at All Costs, How Trump Haters Are Breaking America, what do you think have been the three or four most significant evidences of what you're arguing for here? I mean, we all can point to the Russia hoax, but have there been other things that you say this is just that damaging?
Yeah, so I would, case number one, I would say the Kavanaugh confirmation hearing. And what I try really hard to do in the book is not just say, oh, this is, you know, bad form, but actually try to point out the standards and the norms and the precedents that have been broken, okay? And by the way, I want to throw in here, I agree that Donald Trump is norm-breaking, too. I think that that's mostly in terms of his rhetoric and his tweets and his demeanor in office, not so much from an institutional basis.
Sure.
But look at the Kavanaugh.
Well, he's actually gone out of his way not to break institutions while being as disruptive as possible. I mean, that's the thing that
right.
History is going to have a hard time dealing with him on, because he's been so disruptive in terms of the systems and the good old boy networks. But when it comes to the institutions, he's done a very admirable job of trying to affirm them in what they exist for.
Well, exactly. You know, I have some people on the left that are already trolling me because of a line in my book in which I point out that actually, when you look at this in a fair manner, that this has been one of the more rule-bound administrations that we've had in a long time. Certainly a wonderful contrast to the guy we had for the last 8 years, who ruled via executive order and had his agencies circumvent Congress.
Pen and a phone.
Yep, pen and a phone. Trump, you know, and by the way, overseen by Vice President Mike Pence, the transition committee, they brought in an amazingly stellar crew of constitutional conservatives who are running all of these agencies. And I also like to point out that, by the way, if you're an authoritarian, which the left likes to claim Donald Trump is all the time, you don't cut federal regulations by a third, okay? You don't let Americans keep more of their taxpayer dollars. You don't appoint a whole crew of, you know, textualist members to the judiciary. Those are things that are devolving power away from the administration and the state, and it's not what you do if you want to control everything. So, I mean, I think he's norm-breaking, like you said, in that way. But let's look at the Kavanaugh thing. I mean, just in terms of what really happened, you had Dianne Feinstein hide information from the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley. You had members who released committee-sensitive information in violation of the rules. You had leaks. You had the media running uncorroborated accusations. You had the complete overthrow of these important things like due process. I mean, the number of norms that were shattered in the course of that was extraordinary. And again, this, because when you let a genie out of the bottle, next time Democrats put up a Supreme Court nominee, is this going to be the new standard? These are the things I'm saying that are going to stick with us.
Right. Well, to be the devil's advocate for a second, Kim, don't some people look at what Mitch McConnell did with Obama's quote appointee going into the election year and try to say, well, our rule breaking's justified because McConnell didn't keep a norm that he could have if he was ultimately concerned about fairness?
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, I think that there are some, good questions about that. McConnell played hardball in there. And I think, unfortunately, what we've seen in the entire nominations process is just a kind of race to the bottom. All of this began because Terry Reid got rid of the filibuster for, some of the lower court nominees.
You know, you're right about that. And that's a good place, Kim, for us to just take this first break. We're coming right back with Kim Strassel. The book is Resistance at All Costs. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Nightlife. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product like we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, beautiful shot of Fifth Avenue here in Manhattan, New York City. And so glad to have you along with us. And so glad to have Kim Strassel with us tonight. Her new book, Resistance at All Costs, How Trump Haters Are Breaking America. I predict it's going to be another follow-up bestseller to her first bestseller, which was The Intimidation Game. But it's all about the left. And, Kim, you're going to get a kick out of this. Just moments ago, Joe Biden at a fundraiser here in the city said, look what Trump's doing now. He's inviting the world leaders from the G8 and he's sending them to his failing country club so he can make money. No. Just think about that. Can you imagine a president doing that? I think Donald Trump thinks he can pick the next president of the United States, the next Democratic candidate he's going to run against. He's spending over $10 million of special interest money to defeat me in the primary. It's interesting how he's all of a sudden so interested in the Democratic primary, isn't he? Because I want to tell you, he knows if I'm the nominee, I will beat him like a drum. I think this is insane talk from Joe Biden. I don't think Joe Biden has a snowball's chance in a hot oven of getting the nomination. But, you know, reality hasn't always helped. The Democrats have, an understanding of where things are going. And that brings me to this question, Kim, because, you know, there was a time when you or I were talking off the air that the Democrats did, the left did, or any political party, you lose the presidential election, you take it as a rebuke, you go back and you refine your ideas and you try to come back and make them better. But this group doesn't seem to be doing that. The current Democratic field seems to be saying, they're not asking why are our ideas so bad that we can't get people to support them. They just keep saying, hey, we need to change the system so that we don't lose anymore. We need to get rid of the Electoral College. We need to change the rules about how court appoints the justices. And all, you know, they lose, but they don't want to go back to the drawing board. And I'm just curious, are we stuck with this for the foreseeable future?
Well, and could you imagine, just to add to that, Kevin, could you imagine how unpopular those ideas might be if there wasn't a media that relentlessly every day justified them and covered up all of the excesses of the Democrats? You know, if they weren't out there every day and saying, oh, actually, Obamacare is just amazing. And look how bad it would be if we didn't have it. I mean, yes, and I think that this debate that is going to be at the front of Americans' minds soon, it's been subsumed by the impeachment drama going on in Washington and all the other things in the news. But at some point here, Democrats are going to have an E. And what that's going to show is just how far the party has moved left over the last few years. And they're ideas. The thing that has been most remarkable to me, having watched a lot of elections, is that most of the time, even though primary fights, they're a little bit more to the right or the left where the general electorate is, these candidates always tend to leave themselves a way to walk back. These Democrats are not leaving themselves any way to walk back. on a lot of these issues. And so at some point, they're going to have to stand up and buy them on a national stage. And I think it's going to surprise a lot of Americans.
Well, after 2016, I said that I thought that the bluer parts of America were going to get much darker blue, and that the purple areas that kind of went red were going to turn a little more red, and that the red states are going to get a little more dynamically red. And I don't see anything changing that. I mean, you had AOC come out and, she's made such a name for herself being a first-termer from, the 14th District in New York. And I don't see San Francisco reversing policy. I don't see New York State becoming a Republican stronghold again, if it ever was. But I just don't see those conversions taking place. So where does that leave us, Kim? If the premise of your book is that the people that oppose one another are going to do so no matter what the cost is, and I certainly think that's the idea that the left is putting forward, that it's okay. I mean, look at Antifa. Look at the way their side talks about our side. You mentioned filibustering a Supreme Court justice. You know, I don't think that the Republicans have filibustered court appointments in my entire lifetime. I'm going to be 50 next year. I can't remember a time when Republicans in the Senate filibustered a Democratic nominee. But the Democrats have...
A Supreme Court nominee, let's just be clear.
Well, that's true.
Filibustered, yeah, right.
But the Democrats have wanted to do it time and again. So, I mean, there is a kind of like no holds barred. There's no rules to the left. It's just wide open warfare.
Well, and I think that's why you see this polarization that you just mentioned, okay? Because the blue areas are getting more blue, more radical all the time, and they're seeking to impose their agenda on everybody else. And so in reaction to this, you see the red areas saying, stay out of my backyard, don't impose your agenda on me. And in fact, we're going to pass legislation making it harder for you to do so and everything. And we just keep going down this path. I do not necessarily see how this ends until there is, a kind of collection of people that are in the middle, as it were. And I think that there are still some who say enough is enough with the no holds barred and the breaking of the rules and the resistance at all costs mentality. We need to restore some standards here. One thing I do think is going to help, too, is when you get people in positions of authority who are there to say they're going to get truth out. You know, we were talking before about the difficulty of knowing what's going on in this Ukraine story.
Right.
And this is happening too frequently for Americans. They can't just get the facts. So, like, I'm very, very optimistic that someone like Attorney General Bill Barr, he says he's going to let people know what happened. How did we get to 3 years of a Russia collusion hoax? How did that happen? I think that could help a lot, because when people are armed with actual information, they're more able to make, intelligent decisions about things.
Couldn't agree with you more. And friends, it's one of the reasons why I love talking to her. Kimberly Strassel, New York Times bestselling author. Her new book, Resistance at All Costs. You read her in the Journal. You see her on Fox News a lot. You hear on Kevin McCullough from time to time. But we're really honored to have had a chance to talk to her at length today about the new book. And I want you to get this book, Resistance at All Costs, How Trump Haters Are Breaking America. Kim, I hope a lot of people read it. And I hope it makes a difference in 2020, because we've got to do what we can to save the republic. My colleague at Salem, Eric Metaxas, wrote a book a couple of years ago kind of playing off the Ben Franklin statement that, if you can keep the idea of what America is, you can still have her. But if you can't even define the idea, if you can't even picture what those constitutional guidelines are, we're going to lose her. And it's going to come back to people saying, no, what do we really stand for? And I think you're going a long way to helping us think through this current era as best you can in your new book. Thank you so much for spending this time with us.
Well, you're incredibly kind, Kevin. Thank you.
All right. Kevin, always appreciative of Kim's time, and thank you again. The book, it's a fast read. It's not even that long. It's barely 200 pages, but friends, it's one of them that you should read before next year. So, Resistance at All Costs, How Trump Haters Are Breaking America. I hope you will check that out. I have some breaking news for you. The president has just announced that he is no longer inviting the G7 to come to his Doral golf club. I had already planned, after my time with Kim tonight, to talk to you about that very story because of the, I don't know, the insane, irrational desperation that is being expressed in the media about it. I'll still talk to you about it, but take your calls. What do you think? Is it necessary for him to have done this, or could we have kept from doing it? I'll take your calls at 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm Kevin McCullough.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney may have muddied things up when it comes to President Trump's impeachment inquiry. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy believes Mulvaney made things clear at his press conference on Thursday.
There was no quid pro quo.
Fellow Republican Congressman Francis Rooney doesn't see it that way at all.
It's certainly quite clear right now that the actions were related to getting some of the Ukraine to do some of these things.
In other words, Rooney says it appears there was a quid pro quo, which is the very issue that led to the current House impeachment inquiry. Career diplomat George Kent told congressional investigators Rudy Giuliani asked the State Department to grant a visa to former Ukrainian official Viktor Shokin, who Joe Biden had pushed to have removed when he was vice president. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys. of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known and I've known.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Some breaking news tonight, but before we get to that, thank you to Kim Strassel and to Greg Jarrett, two of the greats in journalism. And their dogged commitment to telling the truth, I think, is something that is a bit of a lost art in the journalism world today. So big fan geek, particularly of Kim Strassel. I think she's awesome, and we'll just hope that both of their books go multi-platinum best-selling as fast as they can, because they're dealing with some of the most important issues. This breaking news, though. President Trump announcing moments ago that his administration is no longer considering his personal resort in Doral, Florida, to host the 2020 G7 summit in Miami, and suggested that he's going to consider other sites, maybe Camp David, which would be, of course, a little bit more familiar to people as it's been used throughout different administrations. But based on both media and Democrat-crazed and irrational hostility, we will no longer consider the Trump National Doral Miami as the host site for the G7 in 2020. We will begin the search for another site, including the possibility of Camp David, immediately. Thank you, said the president on Twitter. Now, the announcement followed earlier tweets in which he said that he thought he was doing something really good for the country by hosting the world leaders in Florida. He says it's a big, grand on hundreds of acres next to Miami. International Airport has tremendous ballrooms, meeting rooms. Each delegation would have its own 50 to 70 unit building. And, I know how he thinks. He wasn't thinking about... Okay, so let me just say this about all you losers that jump on Twitter and go, oh, he's doing this so that he can make money. Okay, all of you folks that are dumb enough to believe that, that actually sit around and retweet this stuff, I need to point out that this is the first president of my lifetime and maybe one of the first in our history that is not taking his presidential salary of $400,000+ per year. In fact, every quarter he takes his paycheck, his $100,000 plus paycheck, and he gives it to a part of the government that needs the money. So he has not taken a dime in presidential salary since being elected. And his personal net wealth has gone down every day he's been in office. So I don't know what you lunatics are thinking when you say, "Oh well, he's trying to score some points and make some money because he's going to have it in his thing." No, dummies, he doesn't do things that way. The reason that he wanted to have it there is because he immediately thought, "What's the easiest way for us to secure it?" Well, one of his properties. Remember, he's one of the few presidents that sleeps in a smaller bedroom now that he's in the White House. His plane is less than what the plane that he had when he was a private sector citizen. He now, has to be bothered with things that he's not been bothered with on a normal basis because he's volunteered to come serve his country. And he's truly serving his country. He's not collecting a dime. Obama, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Reagan, Carter, all of them ended up wealthier when they were out of office after being president than when they went in. Trump is the first one that will have done it in the modern era where he will go in and come out poorer than he was when he went in. So stop it with the way he can personally enrich himself crap. It's not true. And he lives that out all the time. You don't have to like his tweets. You don't have to like any of the rest of the stuff that he does. Just don't say that stuff. Because it makes you sound like a raving lunatic when you do. Okay, maybe you disagree. Maybe I'm being too harsh. 888-340-3373. Let's talk to Frank in Des Moines. Hello, Frank. Welcome to Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Oh, well, Kevin, you're not being harsh enough. Listen, you talked about warfare. Kimberly talked about polarization.
Right.
I would suggest to you that it all come from the Robert Bork hearings, and Orrin Hatch put it very well when he said that that issue of abortion has so polarized the well in D.C. that nobody's willing to work together, and that's at the root of it. But I would just wanted to touch a bit on the debate. Woodward and Bernstein made a 50-plus year career on one story, Watergate.
Right.
Especially Bernstein, not so much Woodard because he's had a few other books, but basically they wrote one story to a 50-year career. Anderson Cooper starts out questioning Joe Biden by putting his thumb on the scale and saying, well, this false story about your son.
Right. No, it was shameful.
Where is the journalist in D.C.? Where is the next Bernstein? Where is the next Woodard that's willing to investigate Biden, investigate Obama, and ride that story for the next 50 years?
Well, I will tell you this. There are some people working on it. And you got some people that wrote the book on Kavanaugh. Frank, keep listening. We'll come back. Got to take this break. It's Kevin McCullough. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
KMC. All right. right, there's a live shot of Times Square, and man, what a beautiful night, beautiful day. They had 25,000 people show up for the Bernie Bro get together in Queens, and AOC felt right at home being a Bernie Bro, so she just showed up. And I'm going to give them kudos. You got a big crowd in a big blue city, big blue suburb of that city, borough of that city. That's the borough that AOC is from, and she's a radical communist. So I mean, you know, I guess if he's going to do 25,000 somewhere, maybe it should be her district where she's going to come out and endorse him, which is what she did. But we're talking about for the duration of the show tonight, we've been talking about the really insane strategy that the Democrats have put into play. And Frank was with us before the break, and I asked him to stay on through the break because we had to run and take the break. And Frank, you were wanting to drive home the point that journalism hasn't done its job, and that there are some things to be discussed out there. I certainly believe that's the case in both Jarrett and Kim's books, where they took a part of the story and they went really deep, and they've got the facts laid out there. Now, whether or not, you know, the media will recognize those books and promote those books, one of the reasons I had them on was so that people could hear about them and then go get the book. Jarrett's book is over 500 pages long. And what he goes into in terms of the details, in terms of the back half of the Russia issue, is really some of the most in-depth reporting I've seen on it. And he's got footnotes up the wazoo, so it's everything's documented, which is really good. But to your point, there should be a lot more investigation in terms of what they did before any of this started.
Well, Kevin, I would suggest to you, just to make a point to follow up something you said, there's more people. Trump has more people standing in line to get in his rally than Bernie has at his rallies. But here's the thing. Hemingway, Jared, Strassel, Holloman, Carter, Bongino, these guys are doing some wonderful, admirable work. But what I'm referring to, they all get dusted off as the wacky conservatives. I want to know where the independent Cheryl Atkinson, you want to get somebody on the story, get Cheryl Atkinson on the story. But I'm telling you, where is the independent journalist saying, hey, this stuff stinks, Doc?
It doesn't. They don't exist anymore. Everybody has lined up on a side. And so I would say, I mean, I understand some of your statement there with Hemingway being with the Federalist and maybe Jarrett being with Fox News. But, you know, the Wall Street Journal is still one of the more respected outlets. And Kim has written their column, the Potomac Watch column, there for the last 10 years. She's a bona fide, you know, a credentialed establishment member of the media that is telling the truth.
I love Kim Strassel. She's wonderful in my book. I'm just telling you, is the other people listening, or are they just blowing her work off?
No, and the thing is, there is nobody from the New York Times or the Washington Post, and that's who you need. You need someone that's on the inside of one of those institutions that's willing to turn evidence, and they haven't so far.
Yeah, that's exactly. I want to see that next Woodward Bernstein step up, because there is material all over Obama, all over Biden. This stinky dossier's got to go right straight to Obama. All this Ukraine stuff. I heard something new here just recently that supposedly the supposed computers that were hacked reside in Ukraine.
Yeah.
I told you guys there one night. You know, I told old Gino, put a stinky light a bag of poo on somebody's porch, have your own investigative team investigate it, and then you give those results to the FBI. That's in essence what happened. The FBI never forensically looked at the Democratic computers, period.
No, they didn't, and they allowed Hillary to have possession of them and control of them far past any point in time they'd let any other criminal defendant do so, which is very crazy. Anyway, hey Frank, thanks for your faithfulness and thanks for calling in. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Being here. All right.
Always appreciate you, buddy.
888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I want to go back to one other. So the breaking story right now is the G7 has been canceled at Doral, and he's going to put it somewhere else. Maybe Camp David, the president said he's tweeting out tonight. So the people on Twitter that have been really harsh with the president about this, They come at this topic with this idea that he's doing this in some way to enrich himself. They say, well, he's going to have it at this Doral golf course, and it's not going to be, one person was arguing with me before the show, he should let people competitively bid for it. Friends, the G7 summit is not the Olympics. You don't have merchandise sellers coming in and saying, hey, buy all your Berlin gear from us at the corner, you know, shop of whatever. This is a high-level summit. These are the heads of states that come together, and they meet secretly for a few hours, several days in a row, and they get all their talking done, and then they leave. This is not a boondoggle of earnings for whoever does host it. You know what it is? It's a giant nightmare. You know the amount of security you have to have when you have one head of state visiting? Well, try having 7 or 8 or 9, however many they extend this year, because the G7 sometimes has more than 7 there. And it's not just anybody. It's our most important allies. It's the people that we're trying to get the biggest amount of stuff done with on planet Earth. So you can't just have, you know, like the local beat cop and, you know, his trusty six-shooter sidearm with him. You got to have, like, an army of people to make sure that the place is secure. Make sure. And who would have a better sense of how quickly and how thoroughly that could get done than someone who knows the property really well that he's suggesting? That, I'm just saying, it's just the craziest thing for people to go, oh, well, he was doing that to enrich himself. Really? So Trump's in it to make a buck. Think about that. One of the wealthiest men on earth, and he's doing this so he can make a buck. I don't think so. If he wanted to make money, he wouldn't have run for president. He would have stayed out of politics altogether, because he was doing just fine. He was doing just fine. So don't put up with that nonsense about the G7 being a money-making opportunity for the president. It doesn't even pass the smell test. And people that just say it are just lazy. They're just mentally dim or lazy. They don't want to think. They don't want to have to be challenged with facts. They just want to, like, regurgitate something that they saw, you know, Rachel Maddow say or something, and then they think they're really smart. Think this stuff through, friends. Clarity in all things. Now, one last thing that I want to get to, and it's why Mick Mulvaney better not apologize for his press conference on Friday when he said, and we'll give you a better shot at the actual audio than we did in the opening segment of the show tonight, but when we come back, my final thought on what's happening with the chief of staff of the White House and what should happen when we continue. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KK.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude.
Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Another beautiful shot of Lower Manhattan. Glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Final thought for the night. I can't believe we've blown through this show already. But Greg Jarrett, Kim Strassel, thank you for being here. Thank you for those of you that have called and expressed your thoughts on Twitter and emails and other ways as well. So Mick Mulvaney got into a little bit of trouble, quotation marks around that, yesterday when he seemingly admitted that the government participates in quid pro quos. Roll the tape. And we got to plug in the cord, so then we'll get the tape. But he's asked by ABC's Jonathan Carl if holding up the funding for Ukraine is actually a quid pro quo, if it was held up to investigate the Democrats of 2016.
But to be clear, what you just described is a quid pro quo. It is funding will not flow unless the investigation into the Democratic server happens as well.
We do that all the time with foreign policy. We were holding up money at the same time for, what was it, the Northern Triangle countries. We were holding up aid at the Northern Triangle countries.
Okay, stop the tape. So he says to Jonathan Carl there, we do that all the time in foreign policy. And this is what I need the really thick-headed Democrats in the media tonight to listen to. That is not the quid pro quo that Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff are trying to impeach him for. They're trying to say that the quid pro quo that the president asked the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, for was to investigate Joe Biden, which he never did, actually. He asked him to investigate the company that Hunter Biden's working for. But the official investigation into what went wrong into 2016 is something that every president has the right to ask anybody to help him look into. And if the Democratic servers happen to be in Ukraine, and they happen to have information about how certain things happened in 2016, like, say, I don't know, the Democrats were working with foreign intelligence officers to write the Steele dossier. They were working with Russian oligarchs to make up stories about the president peeing on hookers and that kind of stuff. Like, if you have actual evidence that is in there and they have access to those hard drives, then Ukraine should turn them over. That's part of what our Department of Justice should be looking at. So when it comes to foreign policy, we should say, we need your help on making sure that justice is happening. Now, the thing is, the aid went ahead and flowed anyway. The aid was never stopped. It was temporarily paused, but it was re-engaged in less than 30 days. And Ukraine had everything that they needed and everything that we promised them in the meantime. But Mick Mulvaney is taking a beating in social media and on regular media tonight because the reporters beating him up are being dishonest. They're saying that he admitted that Trump admitted to the quid pro quo, and they're implying that that was to investigate Biden in 2020 as opposed to the corruption of 2016, which is what he should be looking into, which is what he asked the president of the Ukraine to help him with. Trends, I don't know about you. I am vomitously sick to my stomach at where our media industry is at. And that's why every day on my show, I'm going to be committed to telling you the truth and getting you the truth as best I can. So please come on back and join us Monday through Friday, Kevin McCullough Radio. Get the podcast, iTunes, SoundCloud, and of course be here on Saturday nights. See you next time.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.